Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're back live at Harry Carey's Tavern at Navy Pier for the 24th annual Toast to Harry Carey on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Holy cow!
It's going to be a fun show. It is an honor for Parkinson Spiegel to be here leading up to the Worldwide Toast for Harry Carey at 5:30 today. Ron Kittle is here. He will join us on the stage in 15 minutes. But with us now, Grant DePorter. You took Harry Carey's Independent in 1990.
Yeah.
So, and you've been doing this ever since. Mm-hmm. It's an empire at this point. I mean, these restaurants are iconic. It's unbelievable what's happened.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun that we've been like Don Shula has restaurants in Miami and stuff like that. And once they did a national poll with all the sports people, ESPN, everyone rated, and we were number one. But he took out ads in United Airlines. He was number three, but he always was touting we were number one. And then Brett Favre, when he was doing it, or Junior Seau, or all these people, they kept on coming to us saying that we were like the model.
It makes sense because Harry's legacy is such, and your job is such that you end up being, you're kind of a keeper of the legacy for that man.
Yeah, well, it's a fun one because, I mean, he was a great, I mean, look, he spent his whole life either at a baseball game or with Cup fans or White Sox fans in bars, and he was like a 24-hour guy. He was all in. He didn't know the other stuff in life. Like, if Dutchie went away, he wouldn't know how to open a garbage bag. He thought, you know, you see that he didn't know you open them up. He had to tape all the plastic together. He didn't actually know how to boil water, things like that, because he was either drinking with fans or at a baseball game. That was his entire life. So that's fun to have a restaurant based after someone with that kind of life.
What attracted you to the project initially?
Well, I grew up in the hotel business. My dad ran all the Hyatts in the Midwest. I lived at the Hyatt on Wacker, the largest Hyatt in the world, 2,100 rooms, for 14 years. So I knew I was going to go into the hospitality business from day one.
Wow, it's unbelievable. And so this event, 24 years of it, do you feel like a burden of responsibility to carry it on? Is this purely fun for you? Like the spirit behind the idea of a worldwide toast to Harry Carey?
Well, it kind of started naturally at his funeral. You know, a lot of we closed Harry Carey's on Kinsey for, you know, everyone to get together. And then Tom Scherer jumped up on the bar wanting to toast everyone and tell like a celebration of life. Then someone else jumped on the bar. And then all of a sudden we had 80 people on top of the bar for 4 hours refusing to get down, drinking and telling Harry Carey stories. And then the next year I thought, why not get, you know, our friends around the country like Mickey Mantle's in New York and all sports themed places. And we ended up getting all 50 states, sports themed places to raise a glass. So then the next year, and it was with the Score Radio, we went for the world's largest toast. 300,000 people toasted Harry at the same time. We ended up getting places outside of the country. We ended up going to 150 countries eventually, but that was pretty good. Guinness Beer would not let us take the record, though. They came right back behind us, and because they owned it before us.
Wow. So that year, the toast, 2001, you're talking about, with the Score, that was Dan Jiggett's Doug Buffone.
Yes. Yep.
And this is the 30th anniversary of the Score. Every Thursday we're celebrating, so it's a great day to be here and kind of reconnect the Score with Harry Carey's and the legacy and kind of rebuild the relationship or restart the relationship. It's really, really cool because, you know, it's – it's a very special thing to gather all those people and to have them pay the respect. What do you feel like needs to be remembered about Harry in that moment that we'll all have later on at 5:30? What do people need to keep in their heads?
Well, I mean, he was genuine. I mean, he was like a fan in the booth, and you can't really do that anymore. I mean, if he didn't like something, he would just say it, even if it was going to upset ownership, or he would attack a corporate partner, even, you know, the old Cracker Jack story you probably heard, where there was no prize in a box when he was an orphan raising, you know, and he just kept on going with it. It's online. It's like no one knew what to do. They couldn't shut Harry up. Steve Stone tried shutting Harry up, and then Harry had to say, "Steve, you're on the take. I'm going to keep going."
Grant DePorter's our guest, the restaurateur who runs all the Harry Carries when you've got the toast today at 5:30. So you buy the Bartman ball. The memorabilia here is unbelievable. You've got Harry Carey's glasses next to Elvis Presley's glasses, which is insane. You've got the drinking log of 291 consecutive days of six bars a night for Harry Carey. I mean, I liked sports memorabilia as a kid. Like, how does those worlds merge? Because like the Bartman ball was great marketing. I assume you look at that as an investment, but that's at all of the Harry Carey.
Well, I kind of grew up in that because at the Hyatt, every sports thing, no matter what it was, the ceremonies were there. Like when Michael Jordan was getting his MVP award, it was at the Hyatt Regency Chicago. So my dad being the sponsor, he gave me access to the green room. So I'm running around with Magic Johnson and everyone else like that. I had exposure early on. Hank Aaron signed a baseball to me in 1974 because he was staying at the Hyatt. He's like,
"There you go.
Two grand. I'm about to break the record. Here you go."
Wow.
Yeah.
And so you just think that, I mean, it's cool, but it blends the museum. You obviously have an actual sports museum at the location at Water Tower. But I just think that the vibe in here, all the 8x10s, the experience, the sports memorabilia, it all feels very deliberate. Is that a fair way to put it? Well,
it's a passion. It's love. I mean, you forgot to mention Wilson, the ball from Castaway, is living here.
I apologize. I apologize. I forgot to mention Wilson.
What do you got? Ernie Banks Negro League jacket? Is that what that was?
Yeah, that was a jacket. He loved it with all of this, the Negro League patches on it. I have his 1958 Babe Ruth batting crown.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I don't think I ever walked into Harry Carey's on Kinsey and didn't see Ernie. For the first 10, 15 years I was ever
Ernie
aware
was
of the place.
A partner in this restaurant here, and he pretty much lived with us 8 hours a day. He just loved being with the fans. It was so weird to see like these titans, these CEOs of giant companies come in and be quivering when they see Ernie Banks, and they would start crying and say, "Oh my God, I felt so powerful because can I get an autograph to Ernie?" Of course, and then Ernie would sit there and talk. One time, Nancy Pelosi came in, and President Obama just gave the Medal of Freedom to Ernie. Said, "You know, tell your partner I'm really proud of him." So she gave me her cell phone number, and I called it, and I said, "Well, this is Ernie, let's test it." Ernie talked to Nancy Pelosi for 40 minutes.
Oh, I hope he got some good legislation passed. An opportunity.
I'm not sure. What's the story behind Geddon Wilson from Castaway?
Well, I have a friend that he loves sharing things, and somehow he just wanted it to be here. One example. They were auctioning off the last out ball from the 1908 World Series, and for the Cubs. And I created a fake name just like I did when I bought the foul ball. And I was bidding, and they thought it would be going for $40,000. So I'm bidding against this other person that I didn't know who it was. And then I bid $113,000, and I gave up because that's about what I paid over for the foul ball. And the winner got it for $120,000. Then all of a sudden my phone rings, and it's my friend. He's like, "Grant, great news. You never guess what I just bought. I bought the 1908 last out ball, and I want to give it to you as a present."
Oh, wow.
So I cost him $80,000.
Does your friend find that story funny?
Yeah, he can't. He said that we should not do the fake name thing anymore.
No, that's probably a good idea. Well, we love being here. The Score loves being here. You mentioned Tom Scherer hopping up on the bar to do the first toast.
Yeah.
And that's the first morning show host in the history of the station. Here we are back doing it. It's great to be reconnected, and thanks for having us so much.
We're very honored that you're here. Very appropriate that you guys are celebrating, because we took a 3-year break, and now you're bringing us back.
Well, we'll see you on stage with the butt in hand at 5:30.
Yeah, but you guys were confused. You are the master of ceremonies. Oh, Ryan Dempster is the toastmaster.
Oh, the toastmaster.
You guys are like the guys in the circus with the top hats, you know, the ringleaders, the guys, the bosses.
Can that be masters of ceremonies, or does that need to be one person? Just asking for
whatever you want. It's, okay, it's your realm.
It
okay, so toastmaster, masters
you're
of
the
ceremonies.
Master of ceremonies.
Okay. Well, you're the boss. So Grant DePorter from here at Harry Carey's, thank you so much, and we'll see you a little bit later on for the toast.
All right. Well, thanks for having me.
Thank you, Grant, very much.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.